I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
If there is anything I have learned from YouTube, it's not to mess with wasp or yellow jackets. You just don't mess with them. I mean, absolute worst case, if you really need to do something, then you get wasp spray, of those that shoots really far.
20 feet.
And you run like crazy after you spray it, and you hide inside and wait and see if it worked or not.
And you make sure that spray goes way up there. I had a wasp experience the other day, or experiment with my son. A wasp was on the windshield wiper, and as we were backing out the driveway.
And how long did he last?
You know what? 60 miles an hour.
Wow.
It was crazy because he went kind of behind the windshield wiper and he finally flew off somewhere around Five Forks.
So it's like, where the heck am I now?
It was like, what's going on here? It was a fun experiment, though.
Well, with wasps, not many experiments are fun. And yellow jackets, too, they're just mean. They just attack you.
Yeah. Also, supposedly, they remember you and they tell the rest of the hive.
You know what? It's so weird for something to be as small as it is and have as little of a brain as it must have. But like if you go after them, they figure out who you are, what you were doing, and they chase you.
They come to your window. They're like, come outside. We just want to talk.
Yeah. I got an email from my friend Greg Dwyer. He lives in Iowa, and he is a little bit of a hippie. He likes to, like, you know, treat animals carefully and all this stuff. So he was going to get rid of these killer wasps he had in his yard.
Yeah.
And he decided instead of killing them, he was going to relocate them.
Oh, wow.
First mistake, right?
Yeah.
So what he did is he gets a bowl. I could probably just read the email to you. It'd be easier. He said, my idea was a little smoke and the lawnmower to remove them from the underground nest. And then while they were away, I was going to spray the surrounding area with peppermint to discourage them from returning.
Huh.
Well, maybe this plan would work on bunnies or small children, but not these vicious killers. First, the smoke. I burned a few cattails, flipped a bowl upside down over the nest to agitate them. Then I rolled the running lawnmower over the entrance so they would be sucked up and thrown into the wind. I mean, think about it. Wouldn't you be disoriented if all that happened to you?
Yeah.
When I was in college, after a little smoke, I couldn't even navigate well-lit streets. Surely the insects would just go away, right? Well, nobody told these cats that rule. That's how he talks. They started shooting out of the lawnmower, and the ones that were still intact were mad. They made a freaking beeline, no pun intended, right for the idiot who was riding the lawnmower. I started screaming and waving my hands in front of my face, but there's a lot of them, so I got the mower off the mower and ran up the hill to the house. I could hear them buzzing around my face, and I knew they were going to get caught in my Fabio-like hair. He has long hair.
Yeah.
So I changed directions and headed for the pool. If they wanted to kill me, they were going to drown trying. Well, while I was fleeing for my life, the lawnmower is now rolling down the rest of the embankment that sits in my yard. And if you know me, I removed every safety device from the mower. So instead of the brake halting, it was still running with a bungee cord wrapped around the handle. So it kept on running until it was out of gas. Meanwhile, I'm in the pool peeking up like an alligator with just my eyes out of the water while angry wasps circled their home and the mower is resting in a wildflower bed, chewing up milkweed, black-eyed Susans, and pebbles into the neighbor's yard. That's how it worked out for him. Yeah. So I'm like, I told him, I said, you could watch YouTube and find out a dozen other worse ways to do this that wouldn't have left you quite so bad off. But yeah. that was what he gets for being nice. I'd have been like gasoline and fire.
Yeah.
That's how I would kill the wasp.
Well, and that is an extreme way to do like his methods, I guess. But it'd be much harder to try to get rid of a radioactive wasp. Did you see that?
I saw that.
Yeah, a nest. It was in Savannah Riverside, South Carolina. And they had it was a nuclear weapons facility. And the nest they found near a nuclear waste storage tanks had radiation levels 10 times higher than federal safety limits. Think about those wasps getting out.
What could go wrong?
Yeah, I mean, it could sting you, and all of a sudden you become the Incredible Hulk. I'm like,
I was more worried about, haven't they seen any movies where they get radiated and they turn giant?
Yeah.
We don't need giant wasps.
I know.
Would you be green, though, or because it's a wasp, you'd turn yellow?
Probably yellow.
With black stripes.
Which would be really a lame superhero.
And a little tail.
That's a
you
yellow
sting
jacket.
People.
Yeah.
That's a wasp, too.
Is it?
Is it wasp?
I think it's a wasp or similar to that.
Who's gotten that close?
I just saw that headline news, and I'm like, that is a superhero movie just waiting to be done.
It's funny because I saw the same headline, and I thought we're going to get attacked by giant killer wasps.
Oh, well, we can have your friend get rid of him for us.
He's still got the peppermint.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, the other day I was telling you that 25% of women admitted to deliberately posting unflattering pictures of their friends on their social media websites.
And they say women are catty.
So, you know, even if they did post those pictures, the girls probably wouldn't like it anyway.
What?
Because 52% of women say they are critical of their appearance, and that's why they don't like looking at pictures of themselves.
That's true. You see a lot more that's wrong with you that no one else sees.
Yeah, okay. 75% say they're so self-conscious that they try to avoid even appearing in pictures. They'll, like, go hide when people start taking pictures. Now, I thought you girls liked the selfies. Maybe that's why you take 100 selfies. It's like you only finally get one that you like.
Oh, well, yeah. If you ever go with a professional photographer, they don't just take one photo and they're like, all right, we're done.
Yeah, that's true.
So
good point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then most common complaint that they don't like about themselves in pictures, they don't like their smile.
Yeah.
So some people won't show their teeth, too. You ever see the people that, you know, just not show their teeth or just smile?
Mm-hmm.
And not like they'll still have great teeth, but they just don't want to show them. And then one third say that their teeth aren't wide enough, so it's a lot about teeth. And then they complain about when they smile, they have more wrinkles.
Yeah. You smile like this.
You got to pull your eyes down. Try to stretch your skin right there. But wrinkles are another reason why they don't like to take pictures. Now, that's not the only place that they don't like seeing pictures about themselves. They hate when they hear their own voice. A lot of times now, you hear it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I don't sound like that. And then all your friends are like, yeah, you do.
That's what someone said the other day, that I had an accent. And I was like, what accent? Like, I was almost offended. I didn't even hear it. And then I heard a voicemail, and I was like, oh, my gosh, who is she? She's a little country.
Yeah. Most people said they hate to do any voice, like when they're, like, leaving messages or whatever on your phone and stuff. They'll listen to it again, like, no, I don't like that. And they'll recut it at least 5 times.
How messed up is it that you don't like what you really are?
Yeah.
And then you just lie to yourself and pretend you're not.
No, that's what you do. You got the filters out there. I mean, we need a filter for our voice, too, apparently.
Well, I sound different to me than when I hear me.
Well, that's because you're hearing it through the inside of your mouth, and you're hearing it not just out through the ears.
Yeah, but, like, I'll hear me on the radio, and I'm like, ooh, how'd she get into that job? Like, it's weird. It's very odd.
It's the same thing Tom says about the mirror. Like, you see yourself in the mirror, and you're like, oh, you think that's the way you look. But everybody's seen you. We will see you all day long for hours. You saw yourself for 10 minutes or so in the mirror this morning.
No, it was about two.
I'm sick of you today.
But it's not how long you saw yourself. It's because you saw yourself at your peak. Yeah. You tuned everything up perfectly, and then you walk away, and it all starts to fall apart. But you're like, I look like that peak performance.
I blame cheap makeup, because when I put it on in the morning, it's okay. But like a couple hours later, it's smudged under my eyes. It's flaking off. Like,
but same thing kind of with your voice, because you hear it, like Tom said, in your head, like that's where the way you hear your voice, and then you hardly ever hear it like recorded, and then when you hear that, it shocks you so much, and then you're surprised by it, and your friend's like, no, that's what you really sound like.
That's not that unusual anymore, though. With all of the videos out there, people hear themselves a ton
well, that's
more
true.
Now.
That's true, yeah. It's like they don't like it.
I still shock me every time.
Well, you know what? We have Gary Valentine. He's a comedian talking about Southern twang. A lot of people, they complain about their Southern twang. Am I really that Southern? And am I that country? Am I that hillbilly? I know I am.
There's nothing like a little Southern twang, really. Sure. You know, like a little Southern twang on a gal. That's a very sexy thing. How y'all doing? What's going on? How you doing? Welcome to Georgia. What's going on? But some of those backwoods people, you know, I couldn't understand this guy. Pilot, I go, how long's the flight going to be? He goes, it's going to take about an hour. I'm sorry, how long? About an hour. A buttered what? It'll take about an hour. You slowed it down for me, too, like that was going to make a difference. Arr! I've had dry heaves of more pronunciation than that. How long is the flight? Oh, it's about a 45-minute flight. Arr! 30.
I almost threw up that last time. Hold on.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
And of course, we were just telling you that people hate hearing their own voice, especially because you got it so many, you know, everywhere now, especially when you are posting stuff online and stuff. Well, I've noticed that if you have a twangy voice, it might be good for you. A study out at Indiana University shows that twangy voices are easier to understand in noisy places than neutral ones, especially if it's spoken by a woman. If a woman's got a twangy voice, like you might be in a loud restaurant or something, and she's trying to talk to you, and you can understand her better.
Yeah, you can hear that, hey, y'all, from across the room.
Exactly, and they said listeners in the study said twangy speech was clearer and less exhausting to follow. So that Southern accent, ladies, could be working in your favor, and this is because a twang boosts sounds in a specific hertz range, which is a sweet spot for hearing speech. So, kind of interesting, I thought. Yeah. And a study even suggested that train conductors, pilots, emergency broadcasters might benefit from adding a little country flair and a twang to their voice. Could you imagine that?
We got a tornado coming, y'all.
Yeah. Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We talk a lot about food on our show, and we love to tell you favorite foods and new foods and special foods. Today, I'm going to talk about something different.
We talk about food a lot off the air in the studio.
Yeah. Food is a good thing.
I love food.
Yeah, you guys are pretty extreme with your food. I mean, y'all talk about it quite a bit.
We do, don't we?
Yeah.
What else?
You say that like it's a bad thing,
but it's not.
Well,
I'm not really a foodie kind of. Like, I eat food.
Bless your heart.
But it's not like unless I'm going to like a select restaurant, I'm like, okay, I am excited about this.
Food is life, man. What else is there?
But I don't think about, going through like a drive-thru and like, I'm happy.
Oh, no drive-thrus.
You know, sometimes it's the little things in life. Like not having to cook.
Okay.
Food is the basic time of the day whenever you actually get something to enjoy mixed in with all the crap you got to do. Why on earth wouldn't you make the most of it?
That's a good way to put it.
Well, what a sad life.
I guess because sometimes you're eating on the run and stuff. You don't. But Tom, I mean, that's all. He really is focused on that. He thinks about it all the time.
I'm not alone.
I know you're not.
You're the outcast.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, my survey is like one out of five people don't think about it all the time.
I've got two menus pulled up on my computer
here. Yeah.
Well, as I said, we like to talk about food. We like to talk about good food. We like to talk about special food. But today I'm going to talk about bad food.
Oh, okay.
All right. They asked people what their most hated foods in America are. And it turns out, I think we will probably agree on the number one most hated food, although we might think some others should go higher. I'll work my way up from number 10 to number one.
Let's do it.
Sushi was at number 10. Wow. 38% of people hate it. Of course, 23% love it. So it is a love-hate thing. You have people who either love it or hate it. I personally like it a lot.
But, you mentioned, to some of my family, I'll mention sushi, and they're like, oh, gross.
I don't even know if they've tried it or not.
Exactly. And I said, well, you'd understand not all of it is raw.
Yeah, but even the raw stuff, like tuna, you could barely taste anything. Fishy taste to it. But it's really good if you get it right.
Yeah, it doesn't belong on the worst list at all.
No, and that's the problem. Everyone thinks it's all raw, but it's not.
I like the ones that are fried, battered and fried.
Yes.
I know.
Another thing is a lot of people think it's all raw, but it isn't.
I know, because it's not all raw.
It's not. Some of it's deep fried.
Okay, next up was chitlins. 39% of people say they don't like them. Do you even know what they are?
It's like chicken gizzards.
It's pig intestines.
It's
some people say intestines.
Now, is it chitlins or chitterlins?
It's spelled chitlins. Okay. Chitlins.
I'll be honest. I like pretty much everything on a pig. I mean, even those little bacon bits, they taste good.
I've never had chitlins.
Well, bacon bits are just bacon.
I know.
Okay, I know. Blue cheese. People don't like it.
It's good.
I like blue cheese, but I will say I could see how someone might not.
Blue cheese?
It's got an odd aftertaste to it.
Well, you got the protesters out there. They don't like the cheese that's depressed.
What?
I get the blue cheese dressing a lot. I love that on my
side. Right. Mm-hmm. Oysters was next at number 7. I could see how people don't like oysters. I'm not a huge fan. I have eaten them. I've eaten them raw. I went through a phase where I thought that was kind of cool and fun, but now I'm just not into mucus.
Yeah, I'm a steamed guy. Give me some steamed oysters.
I've only had one in my life, and that was enough for me, and it didn't go all the way down, so.
Is it raw?
It was one on that shell. I don't know how you eat them, but it's where you slurp it up.
Well, it ain't been cooked if it's raw.
Okay, then that's what it was. I didn't like it, so I'm not experiencing the oyster culture.
I love oysters, but have you ever had an oyster shot?
Yes.
Ugh.
I've had an oyster shart with the raw oyster.
Yeah, that's too much.
Did you say oyster shart?
Shot.
Oh. Next up was caviar. 43% of people think it's gross, and that was tied with squid, also 43%. I don't like squid because it's like you're chewing a rubber inner tube from your tire.
It's chewing gum from the sea is what that is.
Is that,
Or maybe I'm thinking of eel and that.
No, squid's chewy too, man. It's like chewy.
Yeah, but they got the suckers on them.
Are you thinking of octopus?
Well, octopus and squid are very similar. Yeah.
What are you talking about? What's the things?
Calamari.
Calamari. That's what squid
Now, that's
is.
All right.
Yeah.
Because it's deep fried.
Yeah.
Makes it all right.
But caviar, if you have to change the name of it for somebody to actually eat it, because that's all it is snail eggs.
No, it's fish eggs.
Well, fish eggs, whatever.
We tried it in here one time. I bought a little jar.
Yeah, you're right.
It's not good.
No, but what is it they put on some sushi? Isn't
that? Oh, that's that, but those are like not as fishy tasting.
Yeah. I got that confused with the snails, the escargot.
Oh yeah.
Now that's not good. That should be on the list.
It's not.
So those little orange eggs are not the same thing as caviar?
No.
What makes the difference?
I think the fish, what kind of what breed of fish it is, because the caviar has like a more oily and more of the mucus mixed in with the egg.
Ew.
So you can taste it better. All right, tofu was at number 4. 46% of people hate it. I don't think it should be higher than some of these things we've mentioned.
Well, it's like chewing those little cubes that turn into soup. What's that called? You know.
Oh, bouillon?
Yeah. Those bouillon cubes.
Except it has like none of the texture of bouillon.
What did you say?
What?
Tofu.
Tofu, okay.
Yeah.
Tofu is like got a rubbery texture.
If it's prepared correctly, then it's actually not bad.
It's like chewing fat that's inside your body.
The only way prepared correctly is deep fried.
Yeah.
I can eat it in the soup you get like at the hibachi places.
It comes They'll in the miso soup or whatever, or one of those. Okay, sardines was number 3. 52% of people hate them. Do you know how cheap sardines are? My wife gets them for the dogs, and it's like $1 for a can of 6.
Is the head still on it?
I don't remember.
Well, it's funny because most people hate it, but it's in real Caesar dressing. Like, that's how you make Caesar dressing.
Ew.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number 2 was the one I think should be at number 1, and that is liver. 55% of people hate that.
Oh, there's a lot of people here in the South that love it, though. It's like they got liver and onions. And
they will
fight over it, too. You get online and look at liver responses and
not
stuff.
Not fighting with me. You can have my share.
There's people that argue about that stuff.
Yeah, my dad likes it. He's always eaten it.
Mm-hmm. It's got a pasty feel and a bitter taste.
I don't see
why people like it.
No.
And number 1, most hated food in America.
Steak.
Not steak. Definitely not steak.
Vegetables.
No.
Pizza?
Anchovies.
Oh, yeah.
You were closest.
Anchovies, I don't like at all, but at least they're super salty to kind of try to hide some of the fish flavor.
I don't think I've ever had it.
But I think, I'm not an anchovy fan. I've tried it once, and I'm like, no need for that.
Wait a minute.
Maybe someone feels different. What are you confused about?
I think I might have gotten the fish mixed up.
Yeah,
I think anchovies are in Caesar, not sardines.
I think you might be right.
Yeah.
This time I'm right. Before I was not.
Right.
Shocker.
Sardines are just little small fish. Anchovies are a specific, very fishy, salty fish.
Yeah.
And they're those thin little strips.
And why do people get it on pizza? I've never known anyone to get anchovies on pizza.
Why would you ruin a pizza with that crap?
I agree. Good point.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring?
Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.